You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Through a mixture of seasonal migration, deportations, and cost of living pressures, Pacific Island nations are facing an unprecedented influx of methamphetamine into their communities. I spoke to Sir Colin Tukuitonga, Associate Dean Pacific and Professor of Public Health at the University of Auckland, about this crisis in health. He says that meth poses a dire health threat in the Pacific. It's extremely addictive, devastates people's mental health, and is driving the spread of HIV in Fiji at an alarming rate through needle and blood sharing. According to Sir Colin, more needs to be done by the international health organizations and law enforcement to help fund better rehabilitation services and stop the inflow of meth into Pacific Island nations. Here is that interview.
Can you briefly explain the nature and size of this methamphetamine crisis in the Pacific?
Well, thank you for the invitation. That's an excellent question. Therein lies the problem. Everyone has an opinion, but it's actually very difficult to get an accurate assessment of the nature and extent of the problem. We know it's big and we know it's growing, but that comes from odd pieces of information. Someone, a house is raided in Fiji in Nandi, and they find meth in the house. Packets of drugs wash up somewhere on a boat. So all of these things give you an indication of the nature and the size of the problem in the islands. But my own view is that it's actually a complete conservative estimate of the size of the problem, and it is growing every year, largely as a reflection of deportations from the United States and Australia and to some extent New Zealand, an unstable world, increased use of methamphetamine in New Zealand, a combination of things. We have people from the island who are part of what's called the Recognized Seasonal Employer Scheme who come backwards and forwards. So lots of indications on the nature of the problem, but as I say, we don't actually have a good enough reliable estimate of how big the problem is.
Can you then maybe talk about the extent of harm that you've observed as a part of this crisis?
Yes, and so the obvious ones, of course, that you hear about is arrests being made as a result of violence between people who, drug traffickers and people who buy and sell this stuff. What's less obvious is the social harm in these communities, particularly violence against women and girls and kids, petty crime of theft, people looking for money to buy the drugs. And so there's a combination of health harm. People who take methamphetamine, of course, you all know, will have serious effects on their health, personal health. But beyond that, there are clearly social harms, family harm, violence, and related problems like that.
So within that context, do you believe that Pacific governments are doing enough currently to respond to those harms?
Well, I guess they're doing the best they can. It's a big ocean, as you know, and it's being used to as a corridor to traffic drugs from South Central America and Southeast Asia to Australia and New Zealand. So it's a very big ocean, and it's very hard to police and monitor. The equivalent is the surveillance and monitoring that the various governments use to monitor illegal, unregulated fishing. It's a big ocean, and it's very difficult to monitor traffic. I should double back and say one of the problems I didn't overlook to mention is the resurgence in HIV/AIDS in Fiji has been completely attributed to drug use. It's not from the sexual transmission that we've known about. So it's wide-ranging. Pacific governments and regional organizations, including our own government, are doing their best, but it's a big job. A difficult one. The New Zealand Defence Force does surveillance, for example, for illegal fishing, but obviously It includes tracking and monitoring the trafficking of drugs.
There are particular reasons why this crisis is worsening in the current moment?
The fundamental problem is socioeconomic, meaning people finding it hard to get by, and so, you know, cost of living, not just a problem in New Zealand, but it's a global problem. Employment opportunities are limited, incomes are declining. And so as a result of all of that disruption, people are clearly looking for alternative sources of income. So that's, I think, the main reason. Coupled with the points that I've made earlier about people being deported from the United States and elsewhere and bringing their bad habits to the islands, the island communities are vulnerable communities, poverty primarily and low incomes, and people are, of course, going to be taken advantage of by the traffickers.
Given all of this and the nature of the crisis at hand, what do you believe New Zealand's role is in responding to this or aiding a response to this, and more broadly, the international community at large?
For the New Zealand government, I mean, I think it's important to acknowledge that they are already doing work in this area, particularly through the chiefs of police. They meet regularly. These are police chiefs from around the region. The surveillance activities by the New Zealand Defence Force. I know that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade provide aid, financial and technical assistance to island governments in terms of monitoring the drug trade. And obviously, beyond New Zealand, the Australian government's important, and of course, the international efforts. I think part of the problem in the islands is there's no one single entity responsible for monitoring, surveillance and reporting, and also to just acknowledge that drug enforcement, limiting drug harm is a global problem, and I think it's difficult for everyone involved. It's particularly problematic in the islands with limited resources and a vast ocean to monitor.
That was Sir Colin Tukuitonga, Professor of Public Health at the University of Auckland, on the scale and harm of the meth crisis in the Pacific.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.